Mr. Marathon Man, Plenciel over towards the far side, trying to run on from Romance of Chapel City. Heptagon badly bailed away. And then Polly Gray, but Sir Coney's off and gone. 100 metres to go. It's four in front. Sir Coney with a massive lead from Polly Gray. Plenciel, Victoria Star. But Sir Coney has blitzed them. Polly Gray second, Victoria Star third from Plenciel, Vasilator, Reykjavik.
Sure, that's got a run or two for Nick Ryan over the last 12, 18 hours or so. Fantastic performance. A trainer who wears his heart in his sleeve. He's very emotionally invested in his horses, and that would have been a significant win for Nick yesterday, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nick.
Morning, Warren. Thank you very much.
I said you're obviously very emotionally invested in your training business and your horses, and it comes out whenever you speak about them or whenever we're able to bump into you on course. How do you feel after winning such a significant race yesterday?
Yeah, it was a great thrill. Look, the horses had his foot on the till, and it was just good for the stable and good for the staff. We've been a bit unlucky with a few seconds lately, but to come out with a big win yesterday in the win a championship listed race, it was really great result.
What was the thought process in having the horse back up and dropping back in distance for that run yesterday?
Yeah, look, I've always been looking to back him up. He's had a few niggling issues. He's probably got a foot abscess and he got crook at one stage, but quite a gross doing horse, and we knew on the back up he'd really do well coming back from the 2,000th of the mile hard fit, really worked in his favour.
Watching the race pan out and of the horses that rode the speed, he was obviously clearly the best of them, and few of the others sort of seemed to wilt under the pressure, so to speak. How were you feeling as the race was panning out?
Yeah, look, I will say I was quite happy when Shot of Iris was scratched. It took one of the leaders out of the race, and Daniel rode him terrifically. He just got the run of the race, and he put him into the race early, which was the plan. We knew he was hard fitting. He'd run out a strong mile, and it really panned out well.
What is his best distance, do you think?
Look, I think mile, you know, he's very good fresh over 1,400, but when you sort of get deep in the prep, mile sort of 1,700. I know he ran second the other day in a 2,000-metre race, but he had a lot in his favour that day. It was quite a leader biased track with the rail out 12, but look, it's hard to go past his performance yesterday.
You've had the horse for a year, just for this year. The start of this year was when he got to your stable. How's he settled in, and what have you learnt from him in terms of helping develop your training?
Well, as I said, he's had a few little issues. It's taken him a long while to get fit. But, look, yesterday I knew it was the best I'd had him going to the races. He was the fittest and soundest and happiest I'd had him. So I was expecting a big run, and he produced that for us. And, you know, going forward, as I said, I think it's the best he's ever been. So where we go from here, I'm not too sure, but we'll let him tell us that.
Training's a tough caper, and you are, you know, well-documented, a champion apprentice rider, and weight got the better of that. How tough is it for you trying to cut your teeth in the training caper?
Yeah, it's certainly the biggest challenge that I've ever met. It's a lot harder than riding, but the wins mean a lot more, and it's very competitive and cutthroat. But, you know, days like yesterday, it's all worthwhile.
From a location point of view, Caulfield's got a limited tenure in terms of it being able to provide the opportunity for you to train from there. Have you thought about what you might do post-Caulfield?
No, I haven't, Warren. Look, I haven't made any plans yet. I'm sort of still a bit in limbo, but I'm a city boy and I don't want to venture too far, so look, I'll just see how it plays out, and hopefully things fall into place for us.
Very hands-on as a trainer. From a business development point of view, heading to the sales and putting your hand up, I suppose, for the higher-priced yearlings is not easy to do. How do you go about developing your business?
Oh, look, you know, I've always been... I've built it up very small and very hands-on. We run a small boutique stable at Caulfield, and you know, you've got to crawl before you can walk, and, you know, really progressed well over the last 12 months, and I'm not in a rush, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But yesterday's a good little kick along, and it's great for the stable, and hopefully we can keep rolling.
In terms of hands-on, and obviously your talent as a rider is well known, you're still very much hands-on in terms of riding your own horses?
Yeah, most definitely. I've got very good form in Toby Lake, and I've got another rider there, an Irishman, and we're all very capable riders. And I'm very lucky. I've got some very good staff, and they do a terrific job. And yeah, so hopefully we can build up and keep going.
When you say build up, and you mentioned you've got a boutique stable at the moment, ideally, how many horses would you like to be working with?
Look, I think 20 to 30 is a very good number. I wouldn't want to get too much bigger than that. As I said, it's we're very attention to detail and hands-on. So I'd rather some quality than quantity, really, Warren.
Well, significant win yesterday, Nick, and a great training effort and a lot of planning went into to getting Ciccone to be as good as he was there on effectively a grand final day in the Winner Championship final. And great training performance and good thought process back from the 2,000 metres on the back up, and Dan Steckhouse doing the job for you and getting to know the horse. Well done yesterday, Nick. Hopefully things can evolve into a nice situation post the Caulfield era. But from a training point of view, putting wins like yesterday out the front, showing your talents as a trainer, can only help develop your business. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren. Much appreciated.
Nick Ryan, former champion apprentice. Remember him and Blake Shin going toe-to-toe during their apprentice times. Wake getting the better of Nick, but now forging his career as a trainer. Significant day yesterday with the win of Ciccone in the Winner Championship final.